Well, hello and welcome to a stitched together episode of The Horror Collector. I'm your host, and I usually have an abnormal brain on me somewhere. I'm Terry M. West, also known as the hardest working horror author you've never heard of. Now, this is the first official episode of 2023. I've decided to do the same thing I did with the first episode of 2022, which was actually the very first episode ever. I'm going to show you what I grabbed for Hanukkah this year. I'm going to share my Hanukkah horror haul. But before we get to that, I just want to talk about a few quick things. Now, you're going to notice some changes, okay? The episodes are going to be shorter, and I'm going to cut a lot of the fat out here and there. I'm also on TikTok now, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of shorts on the channel. There are already some that I'm already sharing. I'm also going to include things that you might find interesting even beyond the horror collectible thing. I'm sharing trailers, old commercials. It's going to be a great time, and there's going to be a lot of exciting content. Now, also, one more quick thing. You know, I do this because I love this, but I am also a horror author, and I do have bills to pay. If you're at all interested in any of my horror author work, just go to my website, terrymwest.com. Click the Buy Stuff button. You can go to Amazon. You can go to my Etsy store, get signed stuff. You can also get things like this awesome horror collector shirt. Hey, the official horror collector cup. We can wake up together. And I'm going to get right to what I got for Hanukkah this year. And man, I was blown away. The first thing that I have to show you is something that actually is on the little background of my logo. And what my logo represents here is things that are on my horror bucket list. Things I really want to have before I kick the bucket. And I was able to score one. Now, this was my mother-in-law. She gave me a gift certificate to eBay. And I was able to score something I've wanted a very long time. I'm going to show you. The Shining soundtrack. Oh, man, this is a really hard one to get. Not only is it the original soundtrack, which is very difficult to get, this is also a promotional copy, which makes it even more rare. Now, the case itself is in really good shape. The record, you know, the record itself has a couple of light scratches. I don't care about that. I have a frame coming in the mail, and I'm going to frame this and put it right up behind me. Now, the reason this thing is so hard to get, when Kubrick licensed the music for this movie, and he did that all by himself. He went out and said, I want this, I want this, I want this, because that's kind of the director he was. So he went out and got these agreements to use the music in the movie, but he did not get the agreements to put them on a soundtrack. So this went out of the market and was immediately recalled. And there are just not a lot of these out there in the wild, man. And if you see these, no matter what shape they're in, even if they're pretty beat up and it's a good deal, I mean, you should grab it. Because like I said, there aren't a whole lot, especially the promotional copies. Now, two things that I also got for Hanukkah, but I can't really show you, although maybe I can. My wife got me a new podcast mic. Yay! I needed one too. And also this really awesome gaming chair, all right? And her and my son Terrence also got me this really crazy item. This is the Rod Serling's Night Gallery, The Art of Darkness. And man, I've wanted this for a while. It has a foreword by Rod's daughter, Ann Serling, who I've actually kind of know. I actually got her autograph on her biography about her dad. And also an introduction by Guillermo del Toro, who's a notorious, huge, fan of Night Gallery. And this book covers, the whole series. It's really beautiful, man. It's just has all the artwork, all the stories, behind the scenes stuff. Now, the funny thing about this is I asked for this a few years ago. And my wife, Regina, tried to get it for me. At the time, I wanted hardcover. I requested hardcover. She wasn't able to get it, and she kept waiting for it to come back in stock, and it never did. So flash forward about 3 or 4 years, she referred back to some notes of things I've asked for in the past, and it was still on there. And she could only get it in softcover, but she did. She got it. So it was a total shock. I was not expecting to ever see this gift wrapped and with my name on it, but it made it. So I'm very happy about that. And okay, well, that's it. You know, like I said, I'm going to keep these short and sweet going forward, and I'm going to try to do more of them as a result of keeping the running length down. You can now catch me on TikTok. Like I said, I'd love you to go there. Give me a follow. Also, real quick before I go, I just want to say, I don't want this podcast to be just a total flex on my part. I feel like I'm constantly just showing my stuff and showing my stuff. Now, I try to give you some interesting information and history behind it as well, so you get some sort of nutritional value out of it. But man, I'd really love to see your stuff. So please, if you have some cool horror collectibles you'd like the world to know about, you'd like me to know about, you'd like me to be envious over, you'd like me to tell you about, maybe you could tell me about, you know, drop me a line. I'm an easy guy to get in touch with. Well, that's it. I think things went really well. So until next time I see you, remember, horror collectibles can be a scary business.